listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
OBM, Ohio Business Machines and Sharp Copiers, when it comes to Browns fans, their loyalty for our team, well, it's unconditional. Make your number one pick the preferred document services provider of the Browns, OBM. With OBM's exclusive guarantees and their designation as the only Sharp Platinum level service provider in town, they've made unconditional fans out of all their customers. Only OBM has the X's and O's for your office when putting together a Sharp Products playbook for your business. Call 216-485-2000 or visit OhioBusinessMachines.com today. We're going to go on the OBM hotline now, live from the Senior Bowl in Mobile, Alabama. Browns senior staff writer Andrew Gribble, who's put some great content on ClevelandBrowns.com today already. 11 names Brown fans should have on their radar at the Senior Bowl. And we'll also talk about why the Senior Bowl is so important to the Browns. Andrew, how's Alabama?
It's going great. You know, it's a nice little brief homecoming for me getting back here. But it's a familiar place, and the weather is fantastic, so I can't complain at all.
Excellent, excellent. Your article, 11 names Browns fans should have on their radar at the Super Bowl. Who have you seen from that article? And I know practice starting to get underway. What have you observed so far down there?
Oh, yeah, it's really early in the process. I mean, we had the infamous weigh-in today was took up a good chunk of the morning. And you know, you got to see players in their underwear weigh in. And, you know, nothing too staggering from that. I think the one takeaway from that was, I think, Danny Shelton, that nose tackle from Washington that keeps coming up. He's probably the top prospect here. You know, he weighed in at 343 pounds and pumped his fist when they announced that weight. So he looks to be a good 343 pounds. He can move pretty well. So that was kind of a main highlight. I think that I think a theme here with wide receivers, because if Kevin White dropped out of the game at the last minute, there really isn't a huge receiving target here, but a lot of shorter, quicker receivers, kind of headlined by Devin Smith from Ohio State. Sammy Coates from Auburn, Tyler Lockett from Kansas State. A lot of short, quick guys, but they get the job done, and they're probably going to be those early round guys. And you know, the North practice just got started here about 40 minutes ago, and really just within the last 15 minutes, they started doing stuff that wasn't stretching. So still very early in the week.
Andrew, give us a glance into who's there and who's not. Are there any of the recognizable general managers, head coaches, coordinators that you've seen there thus far?
Yeah, you know, I just got lunch at a barbecue place here and saw about three different head coaches, and you know, the entire Bengals staff was there, the entire Texans. I mean, any big coaching GM kind of name, they typically stop by here at some point in the week. I think more so maybe earlier in the week today and tomorrow than later in the week. But you know, just a number of head coaches, a number of GMs, and just large scouting departments from all these teams. I mean, I've been at this weigh-in for like the last 3 or 4 years, and you know, the room is big, but it just keeps getting more and more crowded. I think that it's becoming much more of an event. And I think since Phil Savage took this thing over, the quality of player has just gone up so much, and they've got a pretty high success rate with almost all of the players in last year's game getting drafted at some point. So this game has really rebounded. You're not going to get some of the top first-round guys, but a good chunk of these guys will probably go in the first-round draft.
When you look at the quarterbacks there, guy Bryce Petty, you're seeing a lot of tweets already about him. What have you seen from him so far?
Well, you know, I think he's kind of coming here with a chip on his shoulder. You know, he talked yesterday. He's using it as motivation that I think one of the draft experts said he was a career backup. So he's heard that and has listened to that. And I think even before he stepped to the podium, Phil Savage said that the quarterback story here is it's the battle to be number three. And that, because of Mariota and Winston, and even Petty didn't really even like hearing that either. So I think he likes the fact that he's working with the Tennessee Titans coaching staff. He wants to impress them, wants to convince them they should use a draft pick on him. Granted, probably not the number two overall pick, but you know, somewhere later in the draft. But yeah, you know, some other quarterbacks here. I think a guy that's kind of under the radar is Colorado State's Derek Grayson. I think he's intriguing because he put up some huge numbers at Colorado State, and he did it in a pro-style offense with Jim McElwain, who's now the coach at Florida. He looks like a guy that he has mobility. He's not really a running quarterback, but he's able to throw on the run. And, you know, I think that makes him an intriguing pro prospect because, you know, more and more of these quarterbacks are coming from spread offenses and have to really relearn some things on offense. But Grayson might be the most pro-ready in that department, but he's probably going to be the day two or day three kind of guy.
Andrew, I know you know some of those Buckeyes fresh off the national championship just a little bit over a week ago. You know, you mentioned Devin Smith. I know Michael Bennett is has a first or second round grade. Who of those Buckeyes do you think? Well, I'll say this: do you think that the national championship, of course, you know, tagged along with their name and their late arrival and the number of games they played, impacts their Senior Bowl? It sort of impacted mine. And then secondly, of those Buckeyes that you're aware of, how do you think that a lot of those that are attending the Senior Bowl can use it to basically project themselves into the NFL draft?
Well, yeah, I mean the fact that you're basically tacking on another game to the schedule than normal, and you consider that. You know, the Buckeyes also played in the Big Ten Championship. So right there, that's 15 games on the schedule, and the rest has been less than a week for some of these guys. Well, you look at some of these players here who are from some smaller schools, they haven't played football in about a month and a half. So, I mean, that's an inherent disadvantage. But I think that, you know, I think the coaches and scouts and everything, they have an understanding of that, and I think they take that into consideration. I think that to show up here and play, I think, is a pretty impressive feat in itself because, you know, Phil Savage really hasn't held back in kind of criticizing some of those who kind of dropped out at the last minute. And he's kind of applauded the guys who have held up to their commitment no matter the circumstance. And, you know, a really telling comment was the guys, the only people who are hurt by playing this game or, you know, the ones who are worried about it, you know, this process goes on for so long. If you're trying to hide something in your game, they're going to find out about it. But so I think that they take that rest and they understand that. But I think that the one player that, you know, I've seen projected in the first round is Devin Smith. So I think this is a good showcase because the receivers here, like I said, they're not on that huge level of a Sammy Watkins or Mike Evans of last year. But these guys are all kind of on that same level. And they're, you know, I think the one or two guys who really stand out here kind of go into the combine with a lot of confidence.
Talking with Browns senior staff writer Andrew Gribble from ClevelandBrowns.com. Danny Shelton, a name that's been linked to the Browns a lot. What have you gotten to see from him, if anything, thus far?
He's just a massive guy. I mean, and I think the thing is that he's about 6'1 and 343, and it's just he plays a position that is of such a big need for a lot of teams, and I think that's what makes his value so high. But he really is right now kind of the premier guy at this game because a lot of people think he, of the players here, he's going to be the highest selected. You know, I think he's, as much as you want to believe in draft stock or not, I tend to think it's kind of overblown at this point in the process. But he's a guy who could safely say his stock is on the rise, and you know, people are now saying he could go in that top 10 picks, and that would hurt if the Browns wanted to get him. That would hurt their chances of getting him if they weren't going to make a trade for him. But it's just, you know, a guy who can make that many plays out of the nose guard position and pile up so many tackles. I mean, he had linebacker totals for his tackles, and this was so disruptive in a 3-4 defense for Washington. He's handled himself well, a really smart guy, done a lot of interviews, and we'll be talking to him more tonight. So it'll be interesting to see, watch how he does throughout the week. You look back on last year, this was the really big showcase for Aaron Donald, and he kind of burst on – he was maybe – he was a big name in college, but he really became a big name at the Senior Bowl last year and rode it all the way to a high draft pick with the Rams.
Andrew, please share with our listeners, you know, just how much onus is put into the performance at a Senior Bowl and how it has worked for and against some individuals in the past.
Well, you know, I think the big one is really the practices, and I think that's why you're seeing so many coaches and GMs here right now. I think that they'll keep an eye on what happens in the game. But I think at the same time, it's how these guys respond to coaching. A lot of these guys are learning some new things from these coaches. For quarterbacks, it's the ability of how to pick up the offense and kind of emerge as a leader like that. And I think that for certain guys, from what I've learned in the past, it's players like an A.J. McCarron last year who decided not to play in it. I think that really set him off on a bad foot getting started in his kind of draft process, and he ended up sliding to the fifth round to the Bengals last year when initially he was projected to go a lot higher. I think that hurt. But, you know, a good example of someone who was really not all that great here last year but still got drafted at a pretty decent spot was Logan Thomas. You know, I think he was a guy that folks thought was exposed at this game and really struggled But then the Cardinals, all it took was one team, and they took a chance on him and got him in the fourth round. So, you know, it's an important part of the process, but it's only it is part of the process. So there's more time for these guys to really wow scouts and GMs. But I think that these initial meetings with the teams are very important. And I'm writing about it now that the Browns' three draft picks last year from the Senior Bowl, Pierre Desir, Chris Kirksey, and Joel Bitonio, they're all guys who have impressed with their maturity. And I think that's something you can really gather from these guys in the interview setting.
And is that one of the reasons why you think this is so important, given the success they had with Senior Bowl players last year?
Yeah, you know, I think it is. I mean, when you basically, in terms of judging a guy's character and maturity, you know, you can safely say from that department, the Browns batted 1,000 with their Senior Bowl picks last year. And that was in a situation last year when, you know, Ray Farmer wasn't in his full-time position just yet. Petten hadn't been hired. So now that they're kind of all on the same page coming down here, they're here to evaluate and really come away with some strong judgment on these players. I think the best example of it is, you know, you have the teams that always coach these guys, they always seem to draft a high amount of those players. So I think it's just a familiarity thing. When you invest in a player, you want to have as much information as possible. And, you know, being in this event gives those players one extra advantage over some of the guys who aren't in this game and gets them in the door with some of these teams and kind of lets that first impression linger all the way till late April.
Who is down there from the Browns that you've seen so far?
I've seen Ray Farmer and just a number of scouts and people in the scouting department. So those are the Browns are well represented here, but Ray was definitely at the weigh-in and surrounded by a lot of people in you know, in his department. So it's a full team effort down here to kind of take it from all angles. You know, like today, the North team practices at one end of town, and the South team is on the other way, on the other part of town. So I'm sure that they've kind of split up and cover their bases and make sure they don't miss a minute of practice.
It's Browns senior staff writer from ClevelandBrowns.com, Andrew Gribble, live from Mobile, Alabama, home of the 2015 Senior Bowl. He's got some good articles right now about 11 prospects to keep your eye on and why this Senior Bowl matters so much to the Cleveland Browns at ClevelandBrowns.com. So check those out. Andrew, enjoy your time down there back in Alabama, and we'll talk with you again tomorrow.
All right, sounds good, guys. Thanks.
All right, you got it. When we come back, 216-578-0850, give us your calls. We can talk about some stories from around the National Football League as well. Give some thoughts, by the way, on a nice performance by the Cleveland Cavaliers last night.
Absolutely.
Mr. Wilhelm.
Gotta love that.
Gotta love that. All when we come back here, 216-578-0850 on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. But I think this is-